our mobile monitor.
WDABX Mobile 14714, good morning.
Good morning, it's a Monday. Alpha Charlie, don't go.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Another beautiful day in the books. Oh, headed in. Sounds like we're going to be at the shop pretty much all of this week. How about you? What do you got going on?
Well, I think this morning I'm going to take a trip down to exciting Home Depot and buy some steak so I can support fencing around my tree.
Oh, very good. Very good. That sounds like an exciting process. Get those trees all protected and ready to go. So let's see, how tall do they actually grow this year? Are they going to grow, I know some small trees like that will grow anywhere from, 6 to 8 inches a year?
No, I hope they all just leaf out this year. Some might grow, I'm saying it's going to be 3 years, 4 years before I even see the first edible fruit.
Oh, we got some deer out here this morning. They're out here running around. All right, yeah, no problem. No problem. I am actually in Veronica Valley already. You want to switch over 86?
Okay. Alpha Charlie, QSY.
QSY, yeah.
NACMA, Small.
Good morning, Drake.
Jeff, how goes?
The struggle continues. It was a pretty big struggle to get out of bed this morning. Monday morning, come into work. I'm telling myself I don't have any other choice.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's how it is. So. Well, it was pretty difficult to get out of it. Usually a couple cups of coffee will slightly improve that a little bit. But, not as much as I'd like it to.
Hear ya. Worked on the yard all weekend, so. Well, Saturday went down to Ann Arbor and helped put a new repeater in at the U of M. U of M repeater. The old Micor receiver was not working properly anymore. So Dan had, build up an MSF of that, and when we were pulling the Micor out, we come across the fact that the edge connectors were all corroded, and probably why the receiver wasn't working very well, but it got dismantled, and the old but yet newer equipment got put in.
The one thing about those MSF 5000s, man, is they don't die. You can leave a brick on the push-to-talk and come back 2 years later, and that sucker will still be going.
Yeah, they use the same amplifier as the FERC 5Gs that we ran, the 250-watt DC transmitters. That's one of the things, with the MSF, the amps after a while, the boards crack, and they're made of porcelain, and yeah, stuff was bad, but that was anything. The other thing I know about the MSFs, there's the circuit capacitors in there that you really need to change because they dry out. Don't work right anymore. One has leads coming out of both ends. It's kind of a weird-looking capacitor. Other than that, they work good. Yeah, like anything else, you know, age gets them after a while.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. So, anyway. Yep, well, I'm headed out to Kalkaska today. Work more on their dispatch console. Their new one, rather. They have a go-live date of the 19th. So, that's approaching quickly-ish.
Yeah, because yesterday you would have had to say, may the 4th be with you.
Yep.
Sounds like fun. Pretty much everything other than the towers that fell up there getting back to normal.
Yeah, I'd say mostly everything's back to normal now, except for, yeah, the towers. So, of course, that's going to be a long project, so. But, I guess the rest of the antenna for the 7-4 came down or something like that, because it's doing real bad now. So, I guess I'm not too surprised.
Which one is that? Is that the one that's at Hackleberg?
Yep.
Yeah, that stinks. Hopefully it didn't go through the roof.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about that.
It's not a good situation that's happening. Hopefully it works out with that. I don't know. It's a wait and see, I guess. Hear any more about that tower at Vanderbilt? That's the top half folded over. Are they going to drop that, or what? Heard anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about it. I have no idea what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, that's kind of a curious situation there. I don't know. Be interesting to see what they do.
I'm definitely curious to see what they do. So, anyway. Alright, well, I'm going to lose my string here. I have a solution for that. The receipt momentum kind of sucks, but I got a solution for that. And hopefully I can implement that here in the next couple weeks. So. First, it's going to require a trip up to one site, and then it's going to require a trip to another site. And then once the second trip is done, it'll work. So, anyway. Steph, you have a good one. Probably catch you tomorrow morning. Anyways.
Yeah, I can hear the integration and signal there, so. Have a great day. Good Lord's willing, creek don't rise, I'll be here tomorrow. Talk to you later. KBNS, brother.
afternoon, everybody. It is time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 14.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency, the repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any station, emergency, or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control stand by for a check-in. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your phonetic call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Net control.
Tony, Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Zulu.
Jerry.
Bob, KV8, SPJ.
This is Brad, N8JXQ.
Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo. We had at least one double. I've got Tony, KE8, FBZ. I've got Bob, KB8, SBJ. I've got Brad, N8JXQ. I've got Christopher, KF8DMK. Anybody else?
Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
We've added in W8VTC. Obviously, Echo Link and All-Star are running, thanks to Joe. And we have Kevin, KE8SBW. Anybody else?
Glenn, did you get W8VPC?
I got you in there, Mike. W8VPC, definitely. Anybody else? Well, let's go to the top of the list with Tony. Tony, KE8. SBZ. Tony, your location if you got any messages to pass.
Living Glenn. Tony, location is Rennie Lake. No messages to pass back to net.
Bob, KBA, SBJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass.
This is KBA, SBJ. Located in Neston City, Benzie County. No traffic.
Brad, N8JX. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is N8JXQ in Traverse City. No traffic.
Christopher, KF8DMK. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I am 4 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to now.
Mike. W8VPC, down the Detroit area. Mike, location, any message?
Yeah, net control, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie. No messages, location, Royal Oak, back to net.
Kevin, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn. This is Kevin. I'm at Cherryland Middle School in Elk Rapids. No traffic. Back to net from KE8SBW.
Anybody else? A late check-in. Nothing heard. A couple of announcements. This Saturday, we have the statewide set. We met at my office, and, man, we got a lot of different modes covered. Joe and Drake and, let's see, Ward was there. Who am I forgetting? Mike Manderbay signed in remotely. Sean Antal also checked in. So I want to thank all of them, and we'll see what our scores are. I think we did pretty good. I do have a longest message. I haven't done a long FL Digi. This one's going to be 1 minute, 11 seconds. It's got a lot of text, a lot of technical stuff. So if you have your tablets, stand by. This is KGTC. Digital traffic is as follows. Text more difficult. This is KGTC. Please check in if you're message. V8SBZ, full copy. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo, full copy.
And hey, KXQ, I didn't get the message. I got the header. And I can report, though, that I have updated the revision of my software. I'm up to revision 1.6 now. So got some more experimenting to do. KE8SCW, I get it.
Well, figure out what's going on. If you ever want to bring your tablet to project night or to a board meeting, please bring it, and we'll do some practice. Maybe it's the volume levels. Maybe it's a software issue. We'll have to check it out. But anyway, I'll be glad to help out. Everybody, thank you very much for checking in. I appreciate everyone's time. And I would like to turn that over to the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. Chairland, take it away. This is K to GTC.
Thank you, Glenn, and good evening. Welcome to the Monday Night Social Hour Net. This is KE8SDZ. My name is Tony. I'll be your net control station using the club call sign W8TCM. The purpose of Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our radio community and to communicate information of interest to radio amateur enthusiasts in the area. Mesh Net and the use of the WATCM repeater is authorized by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club in the Greater Traverse City and Northern Michigan area. This is a club-sponsored activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters. We're linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in to the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. Before we check in, let's see if we have any current events going on here. The Cadillac swap this past weekend was a smashing success, and if Tom is out there tonight, we'll let him fill in the details. There is a meeting tomorrow night, and it's the board meeting at 5123 North Royal Drive. We'd like to begin cementing some of the things that we need to cover in upcoming events this spring. So we encourage all the board members to be there and anyone else that would like to attend. Also, let's not forget breakfast with hams at South Airport J&S. And one more thing, Wednesday evening you might be looking at this 14686 repeater. We'll be looking for an 8 p.m. Skywarn training on Wednesday, 8 p.m., first Wednesday of the month. And with that, now we'll go to short-time check-ins. We're going to check in three groups. The first is short time, then second will be EchoLink. EchoLink is up and running. And third will be general check-ins. Check-in one person at a time on pause for a check-in. You send me your call sign, your first name. I'll acknowledge each station and ask for the next check-in. This helps to manage doubles and makes check-in more efficient. Thanks for your patience. And I write kind of slow, so give me one at a time, please. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday evening social hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling the short time check-ins, time-constrained stations, because your time and energy may be restrained or constrained. I'll take your comments after the group checks in. First short time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victor, Tom.
I'm glad to have you in there. Next short time check-in, please call now. Any more short-time check-ins? Now's your chance. Please call in.
KVNA. I'll take a short time today.
KVNA. Thank you for calling, John. And try one more time. Any more short-time check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll say nothing heard. Tom, I hope you got your notes ready. You had a great event down there in Cadillac this past weekend. Go ahead and fill us in.
Okay, very good, Tony. Good evening to everybody on the net. Thanks for taking it, Tony. WDHWYV. Well, we had about 290 people come through the doors, with the vendors and all. That's what Lynn says. It may have been closer to 300. It was an outstanding swap. I think it's probably the best one we've had to date. We sold out all the tables. And Creative Embroidery could not come this year. They come every other year because they have something else scheduled every other year. So this year was an off year for them. So we actually sold their space. I think it was three tables. And even had a guy in the hall. So, if that's an indicator of what's to come, then it looks pretty good. Let me drop it. Our tested session, we had two technicians, two new technicians, two upgrades to general, and three upgrades to extra. There's only one guy, I guess, that didn't make it. So that was a pretty good turnout there. Pretty good successful testing session. Hopefully, everybody that made it had a good time. Everybody that I talked to did. I saw you, Jody. Everybody was quite pleased and said that they will probably come back. They will come back next year. So kind of a warning. Let me drop it. If you plan on attending the 2026 Cadillac swap, it will be the first Saturday of May. Okay, that's always a given. Please get in the table reservations early. I would start myself in January or February. Don't wait till the last minute. Some people found that out. Anyway, we had to scramble. But anyway, just a hint there. So everybody, hope to see you in 2026. Thanks again for you guys that made it to the swap, and hope you had a good time. Today was kind of a running day for me. Let me drop it. I gave plasma, and they gave me a pin. I've done blood and plasma 17 gallons over the years. So with Percetti, I also mowed 3 lawns and went to a chiropractor today, so. And we went out mushroom hunting and didn't find a thing. Saw some beef steak with no black girl, so. Well, wife and I are starting to move into different areas. The places we've gone in the past are gone. They're DOA. So anyway, we're looking for newer places, Grand Traverse County and probably Meraki County. So anyway, that's what we did today. I've been on the go, and I did not work, but I'm working tomorrow. Back to you, Tony. Everybody have a great week. WVWRV, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom, and thanks for donating all that plasma. I'm sure that it has been well received, and it's something that more of us should do, for sure. As far as some of those other things that you were doing, I think that you should have stuck to the mushroom hunting and left the chiropractor and those things for another day. So, anyway. Thanks again for calling, and now we'll go to John K8VNA, and next up we'll be looking for EchoLink check-in. So, John, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John K8VNA, and I had a great time down in Cadillac. That was my hamvention for the year due to the fact they had to cancel it this year again, but next year, it's on my radar, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I had a great time in Cadillac, met a lot of cool people, and I bought a couple of small things, and they actually work awesome, and I'm happy. Very successful day. And just a quick hello for everybody, and have a good night. And I'll be listening, Tony, just because I'm a short time doesn't mean I'm not going to listen. I'll listen all the way to the end, I promise. And you have a good night. Okay, VNA, back to net control.
Thank you, John. Now let's go ahead with EchoLink check-ins. We may expect a few second delay on EchoLink responses, and we'll give that time. Actually, we've had a really long delay the last several weeks, and it's my understanding that we should be up and running. So who's out there would like to call first on EchoLink? Go ahead with your call.
And control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
Okay, I heard Whiskey 8, Victor. Is that Mike in Royal Oak? Come on back.
Yep, that's Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie in Royal Oak.
All right, thanks for checking in tonight. Next EchoLink station, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. This is WATCM Net Control. I'll now stand by for all check-ins. One at a time, please, newly licensed hams. This is your chance. First general check-in, please call out.
Christopher, Kilo, Vodka, 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
KFA DMK, we've got you, Christopher. Next general check-in, please call out.
This is Brad, N8JXQ.
N8JXQ, okay, Brad, thanks for calling. Next check-in, please call now.
This is Dan, KF8DMF.
Dan, KF8DMF, thanks for checking in. Next general check-in, please call now.
This is Daniel, KF8DME.
Daniel, KF8DME, next general check-in, please call out.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
K-E-8-S-B-W, we got you, Kevin. Next general check-in, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas.
There you are, Nicholas. Got you on the register. Thanks for checking in. Next, general check-in, please call now.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Sierra Mike Zulu, Jake.
Okay, Jake, we've got you. Any more general check-ins? Next general check-in, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go back to the top of the list and start with Mike. WAVPC, go ahead with your transmission, Mike. And KF8DMK, stand by.
Okay, this is Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa Charlie, down here in Royal Oak. We're just surprised that the link is back up. Thanks, whoever put it back up. It's probably Joe and 8CN, or Drake. I'm glad it's back up. So, anyways, I missed the Cadillac swap. The first Saturday of the month down here, Oakland County has their siren test, and they have 200 and something sirens that the ham radio group goes around and checks them all to make sure they all work. And that happened Saturday, and I guess there was a simulated emergency test statewide, spring test. So just wondering how you guys did up there. Anyways, nothing else to report. Back to net, WAVPC.
Hey, Mike, thanks for checking in. It was a statewide emergency simulation, and we had pretty good participation at our club. It's my understanding. I don't know what the scores are yet, but understand that it was a good exercise. With that, let's go to Christopher, KF8DMK, and, one thing before we go to you, Christopher, Mike, let's give some credit to, I believe, Joe, Drake, and Brooke for getting things up and running on Echolink, and they're working on a few other things in the system for us. So for that, let's go to Christopher and Brad. Standby. Go ahead, Chris.
Good evening. This is Christopher, Kilo Box.8, Delta Mike Kilo. This week, the new thing we have is this last Sunday was our first week of the farmer's market in Interlaken. And that was a record starting week. We had just an amazing turnout. Profits were higher than they've ever been on the supermarket market, and many other vendors did the same. So I'm hoping that that is foreshadowing of how the rest of the summer is going to go. However, I was not at the market. My wife was the one running the show. Me and my daughter Chloe were out to a church camp out with some of the other youth, camp out slash fundraising event, and the kids all had a blast. So that's all the new things I have going on. I'm a little surprised I haven't heard Kevin KF8ABY this evening. I don't know where he's at, but it's the first time I've ever been on the net and not heard his voice. So anyhow, if you're listening out there, I'll be having a good time.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. Sounds like you're being a good dad there, and your wife is fully capable of taking care of things over at the market. Glad that it was a good opening for that. As far as Kevin is concerned, he's maybe a little bit under the weather. We'll just have to wait and see he's going. You never can tell where he's going to pop up, so just keep your ears open on that one. With that, let's go to Brad, N8JXQ, and Dan, stand by.
Good evening, Tony and the Net. This is Brad, N8JXQ. Hey, I just want to comment. What a great time I had at the Cadillac swap meet this last weekend. The vendors, the sellers, they all had some really nice equipment out there. I thought there's a remarkable number of nice, clean transceivers. There's also lots of Motorola equipment out there. I don't know what to do with Motorola equipment, but there was a lot of it out there. I've been into these ham fest in two or three different states, and I've seen a lot of really junky vendors out there, but that wasn't the case in Cadillac. As for me, I picked up a bunch of stuff. I did find the LDG antenna tuner that I was looking for, so we'll be testing that over the next few weeks. Got some project boxes from Tom. I bought a nice grid dip meter, also another very clean unit. It was a Heathkit unit, so I'm assuming it works. We'll find out. And perhaps the biggest prize was the J38 key. This is a Morse code key that I bought. It appears to be original World War II equipment. This is the key that won World War II. So I made a big haul out there, spent a lot of money. I hope to see you all at breakfast tomorrow morning. This is N8JSQ, back to Net Control.
All right, thanks for your version of the Cadillac Hamfest. Be on the lookout for a cup holder in the back of your vehicle. That's all I can say. Let's go on to KF8DMF. Dan, you're up now, and Daniel, KF8DME, you will be next. Go ahead, Dan.
This is Dan, KF8DMF. Not much going on around here. We started our math club, which my son Daniel and then his friend has joined, and some couple of his friends, and we're hoping to participate in some math competitions, and kind of an extension of the ham radio group we have going on here, so it's a lot of fun. Other than that, we missed the ham flop. We were pretty busy this weekend with some events. So anyway, back to you, Tony. This is Dan, KF8DMF.
Well, that math club sounds like a lot of fun, and you're right, Dan. There's always more to do than you can fit into a day, that's for sure. Okay, let's go to Daniel, KF8DME, and Kevin, stand by.
This is Daniel, KF8DME. Over the weekend, we've been pretty busy. We went to a game night at the church. And then on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we had a recital, and my sister Victoria participated, and I'm pretty proud of my sister. She's in her second recital, and I don't know what number of my recital is mine. But, and yeah, I played the organ. I'm the only one who played the organ in the recital. So, yeah, not much else. I just came home, Taekwondo. So that was fun. Anyway, back to Net Control. This is Daniel.
Daniel, sounds like you have a busy schedule there. I got to ask one more question. You played the organ. What did your sister play?
She played piano. She played two songs. One is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and one is Cinderella's Waltz.
Okay, thanks for filling us in with that, Daniel. It's good to hear from you, and I hope that you've been out there talking to your friend Eric on the radio. With that, let's go to KE8SBW. I think I remember you, Kevin, from first time I applied for a license, and you beat me turning in your test. So go ahead, Kevin, and Nicholas, K8NH, you will be next. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Tony. Good to hear from you, and hello, everyone. This is Kevin. We also just got back from Taekwondo. Eric's feeling a little bit under the weather, but we're having pretty good luck. Eric and I set up a trapping line. We have porcupines doing quite a number on our cherry tree.
Okay, Kevin, I think we caught most of your transmission there. We got you out practicing Taekwondo, and something about a porcupine out there. I don't know if you got a porcupine out in your neighborhood. I came face-to-face with a huge woodchuck this afternoon. Haven't seen one of those in a long time. I'm pretty sure it was a woodchuck anyway. I didn't ask him, but that's what he looked like. With that, let's go to Nicholas and Jake. Go ahead and stand by. Nicholas, go ahead.
Yeah, Tony, thanks for taking the net tonight. This is Nicholas, Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel call sign. I'm transmitting tonight from my new HT radio. This would be the Yaesu FT60R. Not a new radio to the amateur radio community at all, but a new radio to my collection. I seem to be owning a lot of Yaesu product. This radio's purpose will be for paragliding and, mainly using it for aviation sports. We'll hopefully be able to make some aerial contacts on the repeater here in a few months when I get my paragliding certificate. But that's another conversation for another day. Glad everybody had a good time at the Cadillac Ham Swap, everybody that went. It's a great event. I've been there a couple of times. I was not able to make it this year, but it's good everybody was out there. I wish 73s to the rest of the contacts for the evening, and hope everybody has a good time until I talk next week on the net. Thanks again, Tony. WATCM, KD8NH.
Okay, thanks for checking in with us tonight, Nicholas, and good luck with that FT60R. Let's go to Jake, and then we'll have a standby for any other check-ins. Jake, would you verify your call sign? I have it on a sheet here somewhere, but I want to make sure and get you in the log right. And go ahead with your transmission. Hello, Jake, are you out there? All right, I don't know if I think I got you as Jake. It wouldn't happen to be J-N-8-P-O-Q, would it? Okay, I'm going to stick with Jake, and we'll see if there are any other check-ins at this time. If you haven't checked in yet and you would like to before we check into the Monday evening social hour, if you wish to check in, go ahead and call now.
A-A-W-P-E.
A-A-W-P-E, Dave. Good to hear you. Any other check-ins, please call out.
J-A-F-J-W.
Okay, I got the J-W. Would you come back with that call sign one more time?
J-A-F-J-W. Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Julia Whiskey. QSL?
Negative. Kilo Echo 8 Fox Juliet Whiskey.
Fox Juliet Whiskey. Okay, and what was your name?
The name here is Burrat. Way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, thanks for checking in tonight with us. Let's go back up to the top of the list here with Dave, K8WPE. Go ahead with your transmission, Dave. Brad, stand by.
Okay, Tony. Boy, getting back into the groove of things. Monday nights in Florida are bingo. My wife and her lady friend are in charge of bingo, and I'm a helper. And now we're home, and Monday nights we just got so involved with the news and Jeopardy and Wheel. Then when that was over, I was doing the dishes and completely forgot. So somehow I've got to find some way of remembering. Monday night is ham radio night. Not a whole lot here.
got a lot done so far in the yard, and been straightening up the shack, putting things away, and then tinkering with some more Serenos to get them to work correctly to help Jim Wilcox get his code speed improved, and mine too. So not putting out too much RF other than what we're doing right now. So back to you, Tony, W8TCM-KAWPE.
Okay, that sounds like more fun than watching Jeopardy, playing with more Serino.
Well, we do the Jeopardy thing at our evening togetherness. We do compete against each other occasionally, but I was busy doing some other things at the same time. Multitasking, of which I do neither very well.
So, with that, you have a great evening. And let's go to you, KE8FKW. Are the bugs out in the Upper Peninsula yet, Brent?
Good evening, Tony. I believe that's your name, and I don't know the call sign, but anywho. Yeah, KE8FKW. We have here the same rate, and you betcha they are. The bugs are out. The leaves are just about out, so they're popping. They're starting to pop out. There you go. And the grass is green, so there we go. I don't have any snow banks at my place, but there are still some snow banks around. So there we go. Anyways, we have a beautiful day here. Plenty of sunshine way up there in 71 degrees afternoon. So yeah, it was a beautiful day. Yeah, it's been a while since I heard this net go on, so I figured I need to give you all a check-in. So other than that, we'll say good night. And maybe we'll hear you next Monday, KE8FKW. And you are doubling with the other fellow there.
Okay, Brad, KE8FKW, we got you in the log. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. And it's nice to know what the weather is doing up there. You're probably week and a half behind what's going on down here in Traverse City. Things are starting to pop out pretty good. A lot of green colors coming out, and the daffodils have come out. No tulips this year. I don't know what's going on. They normally come out at the same time. At any rate, with that, I think we're at the bottom of the list. If there are any further check-ins, or if anybody would like to recheck with a question or a comment, please do so now. K-A-W-Q-K. K-A-W-Q-K. Pete got you in for the count. Anyone else out there for last time check-in? Last time check-in for the Monday Night Social Hour.
Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Kilo recheck.
Okay, Christopher, got you for a recheck. Any others check in now? I forgot what I was going to say there. Let's go back to Pete, K8WQK. What's going on up there in, where do you live, Pete? You're somewhere up the line here. It's been a beautiful day wherever you were. So let us know how things are going and if you're showing up to breakfast.
Yeah, I live north of you, Tony. Covers a lot of area, though. Things are fine. Looking forward to seeing you at breakfast. I just got in here. I wanted to tell Tony what a great job he's doing on the net. And I'm looking out my west window right now. We got kind of a beautiful pink/purple sunset, so... Yeah, worth looking out the window for. All right, everybody, see many of you tomorrow morning. KWQK.
Thanks for coming back to us there, Pete. And I see that purple sunset looking out the window here. That is beautiful. Christopher, go ahead with your recheck, sir.
Yeah, this is Christopher, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I've got a
ham operator that I knew like a decade ago that I am trying to figure out how to find out if he's still up and ticking or what his call sign might be. So I don't know. Is there some way that I can look that up? I know he's over in Manistee area, and his name's Gary Neitzel. That's about all I remember.
You don't remember the call sign. You remember his name. How do you spell that last name?
Unfortunately, I don't know how to spell his last name. I think he was on Town Line Road in Manistee. I could find his place if I drove out there, but I was hoping someone would let me know if there's like a database somewhere I could look up, or I've tried Googling it without any luck. Back to Mexico.
Hey, Christopher, nothing comes to mind. I'm sure that there's a way to find out outside of Googling his name. If we knew what the call sign was, it'd probably be easier to look up. So I don't know if you can look up just a name on QRZ or not. I got an idea that you need the call sign. So that's your answer for right now. If we come up with anything else, are we going to see you at breakfast?
Oh, unfortunately, I do not think I'm going to make it to breakfast this week. I'm in full swing with roof jobs and making money, so gotta make Halo Sunshine. This is Back to Net Control. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Out.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. I will open it up to anyone that might have an idea how to find somebody that was a ham, and all we have is the name.
I believe you can punch it into QRZ that way if you know their name, and it might come up with a result. NHGMH Mobile.
Okay, thank you, Drake, and we're going to count you as a check-in tonight. Okay, with that, this is going to conclude the Monday evening social hour, Matt. This is Tony, KE8SBZ, operating this evening as Net Control under the club call sign W8TCM. I'll now close the net, return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments tonight. Good evening to all. W8TCM is clear, and anybody that to continue their conversations, the net is open. Have a good evening.
KF8TDC.
Kilo
Foxtrot 8 Delta Charlie. I'd like to get in on that net. Just call me an in and out.
They confirm the call sign, and we'll add you as number 15 on the net tonight.
I roger that. Very good. I was programming my radio. I couldn't get it done fast enough to get in on the net. So it's programmed in now. So 7-3 is everybody on the net. KF8, Delta Delta Charlie, Dave, formerly of Flushing, Michigan, normally. But up here, spending a few days up here. 7-3 is everybody. Back to the frequencies clear now.
KF8, Delta Delta Charlie, thanks for checking in. This is KE8SBZ, and we've closed the net for this evening, but we'll put you on. We'll put you in the log for the night. Thank you, sir, and good evening.
How about the station that was looking for the ham or the Elmer in Manistee? Are you still on the air? K8WQK here.
K8WQK. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Kilo.
Yeah, Delta Mike Kilo, I'm looking at doing an advanced search here on the FCC's database. So you said Town Line Road in Manistee. So what, to your knowledge, is that address a Manistee postal delivery, a Manistee address, or would it be one of the surrounding communities? Do you know that?
If I'm remembering correctly, That is about 4 miles north of the south county line on Manistee, so it should be in Manistee County. Thank you.
Okay, and give me your best guess on that last name again.
The name was Neitzel, so that would be, I would guess, N-E-I-T-S-E-L, but possibly Z-E-L.
Okay, a little noise on my end. Try that one more time, please.
My guess would be November Echo India Tango Sierra Echo Lima. That'd be my guess.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Yeah, don't go too far from the radio if you got a few minutes. KWQK. KE8SBZ. Christopher, well, you're waiting for Pete there. I need to introduce you guys to each other. You have breakfast close to each other sometimes Tuesday mornings. So anyway, with that, this is KE8SBZ. I'm just listening. How about it, Chris? DMK. KWQK back to you.
This is DMK. Go ahead.
Yeah, no luck doing that with putting in anything close to that name that uses a Manistee address. But give me some time, probably not right now tonight. So, Christopher, your call sign slowly and phonetically, please.
This is Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo. And I really appreciate your help in trying to find that for me, Pete. And if nothing else, one of these days I'll swing by his place and see if he's still up and kicking. But, yeah, thanks again. This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo, and I'll be clear and listening.
Okay, Chris, nice to meet you on the radio. We'll see you at breakfast someday. 73, K8WQK.